It's been a while since President Biden and former President Trump have shared a debate stage, but that has not stopped them from taking swipes at each other.
Now under crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, the world is in flames.
I'll be damned if I'm going to let Donald Trump turn America into a place filled with anger and resentment and hate.
Soon, the two of them can take those swipes at each other face to face. The first presidential debate of the 2024 general election is tomorrow night. NPR political reporter Elena Moore joins us now with more on what to expect. Hi, Elena.
Hey there.
Okay, so we've heard a bit already about how this debate is coming months earlier than in previous election years. But remind us real quick, why is the timing the way it is this year?
Well, since the 80s, the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates has organized and scheduled debates for the fall. But the Biden campaign is trying to remind voters about the stakes of this race. And they want that to happen now. So they pushed to move the debates earlier. And the Trump campaign readily agreed. So instead, the two campaigns decided to ditch the commission and its rules and set up new debates run by media networks. This first one kicks off on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern with CNN at their studio in Atlanta. And it's the first time a private media company is organizing a debate in decades.
Right.
It'll be available on CNN's platforms, and NPR will be providing live coverage of the CNN presidential debate simulcast with analysis once it's over, along with a live stream online and a live blog.
All right, so tune in, everybody out there. What are the ground rules for tomorrow's debate? I know it's going to be a bit different, right?
Yeah. So typically, debates happen in front of a live audience at a college or university. This year, there is no live audience. Plus, you know, obviously, there's a tendency for these events to get a little tense. Candidates may talk over each other, but tomorrow, CNN says microphones will be muted unless a candidate is directed to speak. So we will see how well that works, but it's fair to say this may prove to have a different vibe than past years.
Different vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, elsewhere in this show, we heard a bit about Trump's debate style, but talk to us about some of the stakes of this debate for both Trump and President Biden.
I mean, in many ways, Elsa, this isn't a normal election year. We've got the same two men running who can compare their first term records, and the polls show a really tight race. A lot of voters are just not super excited about these options. So this first primetime show could really set the stage for the general election matchup. Plus, it's a chance to politely attack each other in person. We know that since Trump often criticizes Biden's age and mental fitness, the president actually tends to overperform those low expectations, so there's a chance that happens. At the same time, Trump is also a trained showman and regularly does these big campaign rallies talking for hours.
So what else will you be looking for tomorrow night?
I think it's likely Biden and Trump spend time on big issues relating to the economy and immigration. You know, we know these are top of mind for many voters around the country. And international politics could come up, too, given voters remain divided over whether the U.S. should be sending military aid to Ukraine and Israel in their respective wars. The Biden campaign also really wants to talk about protecting abortion access. It's a topic we know motivates voters to turn out, and it's an area where Trump and Republicans have struggled.
That is NPR's Elena Moore. Thank you so much, Elena.
Thanks.